As we mentioned, Verizon has joined Bell South in denying that it gave calling data to the National Security Agency, despite a report last week to the contrary. For big telecommunications companies, any request by the government for customer information means walking through a public relations and legal minefield. And NPR's Jim Zaroli reports that the companies have to weigh a number of strategic and legal considerations before deciding what to do.
When the federal government asked the big telecom companies for customer data, they responded in different ways. Quest said no, making it an overnight hero to privacy rights groups. But USA Today reported last week that AT&T, for one, had complied with the request. AT&T issued a statement saying it had an obligation to assist government agencies responsible for protecting the public welfare. Former FCC official Bob Atkinson says given all the legal and strategic factors they have to weigh, it's no surprise companies reacted so differently.
The laws are murky. The ethics are murky. It's quite understandable that three or four or five executives presented with the same request, one or two would come up with one answer saying no, and three or four would say yes.
To Duke University Law School professor Stuart Benjamin, federal law bars telecommunications companies from divulging customer data to the government without a subpoena. And Benjamin believes the courts will rule that the companies erred by cooperating. But Benjamin says legal considerations aside, it can be tough for companies to turn down a request from the president.
You're a general counsel and you've got somebody from the executive branch coming to you and saying, we think that in our authority as commander-in-chief, we have the ability to get this information. And that overrides the language of the statute. And we're asking you as patriotic American citizens to go along with us. That's a tough position to be in.
That's especially true at a time when terrorism is such a big concern in people's lives, says Forrester research analyst Lisa Pierce. Pierce says before September 11th, companies might have been more willing to protect their customers' privacy, but now they have to weigh it against security concerns.
People want to do the right thing. You want to do the right thing for your country and your customers, absolutely. In this case, it's a great example, though, of what's the righter thing.
Pierce says public opinion surveys suggest people are ambivalent about the release of customer data. They want the government to protect their security and their privacy at the same time. That means there are big public relations risks no matter what a company does, not to mention the threat of lawsuits and fines. A company may look good standing up for privacy, but if there's a major terrorist attack, the company's refusal to cooperate would be viewed a lot differently. Duke Law School's Stuart Benjamin says that's true, and there are other concerns for a company as well.
Are you better off being known as the company that thumbed its nose at the government or the company that went along? And the larger considerations about what you might want from this administration in other contexts get very tricky.
That is, he says, a company may fear that if it turns down the government, its refusal will come back to haunt it later on when it competes for a federal contract or wants to get a merger approved. With all those factors to consider, it may be easier for a company to quietly turn over the information the government is looking for and hope that nobody finds out what it's done. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.